Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 27th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is Apple versus Samsung. The 7-year-long patent dispute between Apple and Samsung is finally over, as the two companies have decided to settle out of court. Apple was originally awarded a $1 billion verdict over claims Samsung violated iPhone design patents when making the original Samsung Galaxy phone. Fast forward to last May, and Apple maintained its victory over Samsung with a much smaller $533 million award in damages, which Samsung promptly rejected. A hearing was originally scheduled for July 26th, but now both parties have settled on a final, undisclosed amount of money from Samsung to Apple, finally marking the end of the patent dispute known as AppSung. Also today, we've got our Sonos Beam review, the new smart soundbar announced earlier this month and hitting the market in a few weeks. Sonos Beam features a compact design, much smaller than Sonos Playbar and Sonos Play Bass, and for $400 versus $700. The cheaper compact design is a great fit for small to medium-sized rooms and environments where you can't be super loud. And compatibility with Apple Music and dozens of other music services generally makes it a solid music speaker too. Voice control with built-in Amazon Alexa makes it a smart speaker, but the big feature for the Apple ecosystem is AirPlay 2 support, something that was off the table for reviewing for now, but is coming later next month. Sonos Beam is available for pre-order in black or white today and hits stores on July 17th. AirPlay 2 is promised to arrive later in July as a free software update. And Elgato made news today when it announced it has sold its gaming division and will focus solely on HomeKit hardware going forward. Elgato has had a successful line of HomeKit sensors and other hardware under the Eve line, and now the company is renaming itself, with Elgato Systems becoming Eve Systems. Eve has been first to market with many HomeKit categories, including the recently introduced sprinkler controller. Eve's degree sensor is one of my favorite HomeKit gadgets. It has an e-ink display that shows the current temperature, which I place outside my front door, and the sensor reports back the current local outdoor temperature and humidity level in the Home app using HomeKit. Eve teased out even more HomeKit hardware news coming at the end of August in their announcement today. And gaming peripheral firm Corsair will be the new owners of Elgato Gaming going forward. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.